Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
So we're almost there, man. Next week?
Yeah, this is officially our Christmas show, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your birthday, too, man.
Yeah, it is. I don't care.
I don't have a fucking bigger, better man born on that day. I don't know.
Don't get me started on that bullshit.
Jesus El Cristo.
Stallone?
Stallone.
Well,
my personal savior.
Stallone happens to be born on the 25th. I know two people.
How you guys doing? I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo, what's up?
There's Lou.
What up?
Joining us now, we got Kenny back.
Ho, ho, hey.
In his festive hat. And first timer, we got yet another Dan on the show. So we're just going to call you Sarge.
Yeah, that's right. You can call me Sarge.
Yeah, man.
That's good news.
So in honor of the Christmas show, we should talk about the most important thing coming up, and that's...
Star Wars.
You saw Star Wars.
Yeah, man, it was...
Oh, yeah.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, but everything was where it should be in that movie.
Definitely. I can't agree more with that.
I've seen it twice.
It's
twice.
It's great. So.
The best thing I can say about it is that...
I was like, who the fuck is doing that?
The best thing I can say about that movie is that from, like, when it started to an end, I knew exactly what was going on.
Right, none of that prequel bullshit.
Trilogy, it was just like, who are these people? What planet am I on? The fucking galactic government? What?
Yeah, no Senate hearings in this one?
And it was just like, it bothered me so much of the prequels. Like, all right, here's a sentence. Here's like two lines, and then we're going to fade out.
And did the Gungans actually vote Palpatine up there, or was their vote not heard?
I don't know. I don't know if the Gungans actually have representation in the Senate.
Yeah, Naboo, that was...
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, they don't have representation to Naboo. It's a whole different thing with them.
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't
count?
They were technically exiled.
The whole movie's
They fought against that Chinese droid army.
Yeah. Japanese.
Oh, the
new gun ray and all that.
Like, that's incredibly racist.
I remember sitting in the theater when they first started talking, going, Japanese? Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah. What the hell is this guy about? Controlling all this stuff.
I don't know, said the author. It's a very hard. Listen to him. Get rid of the Jedi. May the Force be with you. Get rid of the Jedi now.
Fucking sneaky Japs making it into every movie. Those sneaky sons of bitches.
Shh, sneaky.
Sneaky. Very sneaky.
Yeah, well, anyway, go see it.
I'm seeing it tomorrow. Lou, you'll be joining?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You're going to enjoy it without doubt.
I'm going to be in there like, me select the movie.
The only Jar Jar cosplayer ever.
Actually, I was at a
more Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and they didn't allow any adults in cosplay. It was crazy.
Well, after all the shootings.
That's what I was thinking. After all,
you can hide a lot of AKs and shit under that big robe.
Yeah, you can.
I heard you also have to check your lightsaber.
Now, let's say a guy dressed up in a stormtrooper outfit shot up the place with the headline read, Stormtrooper finally hit something.
It'd be a good day
14 dead at the premiere.
It'd be a good day to be a stormtrooper, I tell you that. You got a warp medal for that.
I was watching Return of the Jedi, and at one point Leia does get shot in the arm. I'm surprised they didn't stop the war right there and be like,
hold up, they like, can actually shoot?
Kyle got one! Yay, Kyle!
I want to say it was I want to see where that shot originated from, because it sounds like one of those stormtroopers got hit in the back of the head with a rock, fell off a cliff, his fucking gun fell off, blasted, went around a tube, and then shot itself off a mirror into her. It's like a pure luck.
He got conked by an Ewok, and a whole Rube Goldberg machine erupted.
You know, Luke was sitting there with a baseball bat-style swing, like, turn out to be my sister, will you? We'll see who gets the last fuck.
Like, when Yoda, like, is training him, he's like, I see you kissed your sister.
Disgusting you are.
It's like, I would have done more
of incest in you.
I didn't know at the time. I swear, Yoda. Yoda sees all. Like,
not so comfortable I am training you anymore.
So in episode 4, though, like, be honest here. When you first saw Yoda, do you think he was just like a rambling drunk ass? Or like what? He's backwards? Well, you had no idea.
Oh, like an empire when he first turned up?
Again, I'm like six when I'm watching.
Yeah, seriously. That movie came out when I was one. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember like when
I mean like when you watched it the first time, though. You were like, what is this guy doing?
Well, I was young enough to be like, funny green guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I definitely don't think I thought when I was like that young that he was the Jedi Master. I think I was just kind of taking it all in. I was like.
Yeah, you were just thrilled he sounded like Miss Piggy.
Yeah. But backwards speaking.
Yeah. He's like, if she goes like, I'm a loser.
That was someone deleted shit from that they put in after the movie came out.
I'd watch that out there.
Now tell me the Yoda fight against Count Dooku in the newer movies wasn't the funniest thing in the whole
world.
He's like whipping around on a cane, and then he's like, Spin kick. No, the Jedi. Fucking doing backflips, spinning, ducking under stuff, blocking stuff.
He walks in there.
Walking with the cane again after.
That was the one part of that movie I was like, fuck yeah, I'm
it's
in.
Like, you don't need the cane. Come on, stop putting it on, man. We know you're old. You don't need the cane.
900 years, my ass.
Yeah. I would have liked it if it was kind of like, oh, you wouldn't like me when angry I get. And then he just gets into a big fucking...
That
would have
been awesome.
Like, shreds all his clothes up. He ends up with purple on the
pants. You know, I always thought that, like, Yoda... Because you only see one of his race. I'm like, are the rest of him very tall and he's just like this midget?
There's another Yoda in there.
Is there? Is there another Yoda
in
style?
In the fucking Phantom Menace, there's like another Yoda on the council. Like a little green.
And he's another tiny guy?
No, it's not. This is the only one of his species.
No, there was another one.
No, he's the only one of his species. The council? The Jedi council?
Yeah, its name was Yaddle.
I'm telling you, the rest of them have got to be tall.
That'd be funny.
Yoda is like a failed clone.
If he was just Bobo of his entire species.
Yeah, the rest of the people.
That's why he talks all fucked up.
Well, fuck him. He thinks that way too. Fuck those tall pieces of shit. He's got the Force. Right?
That's why he lives under a root in the fucking swamp.
He was exiled.
In high school, many wedgies I got.
Yeah. Like, they couldn't even find that guy a little hut on dry land, man. They stuck him in the middle of a swamp.
In the new movie, there's this old alien bartender, and I was saying to Danny in the movie, he's like, man, I really wish he had a Yoda tat on it. Like Yoda tramp stamp.
Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, I've been around for a while.
Just to show the age?
My younger years. You know, it's all right.
All right, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's do some news.
All right.
All right, painted black yaks, you said your prayers, and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
All right, brother, let's do the news.
All right, once the internet decides to go here, we're going through that again. Here we go.
Me so want the news.
You just mix like two cats.
Me so want news.
Yeah.
Yoda and Jar Jar.
It's their love child.
That'd be funny if that was in the new movie and it was implied that that happened.
I mean, who else is gonna fuck those two guys?
Spoiler alert, but it did, right?
Yar Yar. Yar
Yar. Yoda Binks.
Yoda Binks. Yo Yo Binks.
Yo Yo Binks.
Yo Yo Binks. All right, we're gonna start off with a story that Brian called a couple weeks ago when you were talking about your Amazon shopping. How, like, if you were a teenager, you would just be scooping up gifts off of people's doorsteps? Well, some people decided to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it didn't take... Brainiac to figure that if there's so many packages coming, the kids would fucking eventually start stealing them shits.
The problem is they got, like, super caught.
How'd they get super caught?
Well, first, the Amazon driver noticed they were following him.
Wait, did they get, like, white kid caught where they just got, like, a little slap on the wrist? Or did they get black kid caught where they're doing...
Hard time. Yeah.
Well, her name was... their names were 19-year-old Christina Green and 38-year-old Gary Withers.
38-year-old?
Gary Withers, I'm just going to say, sounds like he's an old creep guy.
Definitely,
maybe
he's
a former teacher. Got in trouble for diddling kids or something. I don't know. But
janitor.
Definitely janitor now.
Get him, Kenny. Get him.
Kids.
Well, they got caught because they were following the Amazon driver, and then when it's pulled over, the cops found they had a to-do list for the day, which included get their welfare for EBT, call Crash, who's an outpatient, go to Chris's house, shoplift and steal mail,
they wrote that down.
And kiss mom and tell her she's loved.
Aww.
Okay, I must say,
that's so bad.
Put a little cherry on top of that little felony Sunday.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
They might have some issues if they had to, like, write all those things down, like, specifically, but...
Yeah.
They're OCD bad people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they didn't want to forget to call Chris an outpatient, dude.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, 101, being a thief or something, don't write any of that shit down. Like...
All right, let's move on. Let's do a Florida story. A warm story of friendship for the holidays, where a Florida man was arrested because he was so desperate to see his friend that he tried to break into jail. He drove his car through the front door and tried to climb the fence, got tangled in the razor wire, arrested.
I mean, bad enough just getting tangled in the razor wire. That just sucks in itself.
That sounds like a penalty in itself. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to just, like, oh, I'm not going to jail all these guys.
Loose.
Yeah, let's just cut him down and be like, you know what, dude? Like,
you learned your lesson?
Try again.
Fix our fence.
Yeah, get out here. Don't do it again. Do some community service. A little slap on the wrist.
It's like, bro, that's kind of gay, man. Like, what are you trying to get? Like, trying to get to this dude.
Yeah, what are you trying to give it to him, bro? Yeah. What are you really trying to bring in here?
The only thing you're going to be able to give him is a kiss real quick. Because he's be on top of you pretty quick. Maybe like,
it's like worth it. Or something, I don't know.
Dude, he had our BJ's card.
I really wanted to get my BJ's card back.
Yeah.
My membership is expensive.
So. I guess just like touching the glass right where he does wasn't enough.
He wanted to hear more than his voice.
Yeah.
See, there's love in that story.
Yeah, that guy owed a couple bucks or
something. Yeah. Motherfucker owed me $4.
Like, you think you could go to jail and get away from fucking that 10 spot I let you?
That guy just drank a bottle of wine and listened to We Can Be Heroes for like 10 hours. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to save my guy. Did he get to the person?
Well, now he's in jail, so maybe. Maybe different he took. No, maybe this is the long con.
In his grand gesture, he's not Michael Scofield. Nothing. All right.
He's like, the suckers, long con. Just what I wanted.
Now in prison.
It doesn't say if he was reunited with his friend.
Oh.
All right, let's do another one. Salvador, a fisherman survived 438 days lost at sea.
Jeez, that's a food of the year at sea. What are you having, a little island or something?
He's on a boat.
What's it?
It just goes to show you, Jesus was right, man. If you teach a man to fish, he never goes hungry again.
Well, here's the problem. He came back to a lawsuit.
Fuck that. Are you fucking kidding me?
$1 million lawsuit.
I would turn right the fuck around and go right back out.
I'm going back to
sea. I proved I could live out there.
I've lived there for over a year.
So it was him and another dude.
It's me in the sea now, boys.
Was he like a tax evasion or something?
No, it's him.
Snipes. When he got out, the first thing he did was not pay his taxes. Like, I'm getting out of here.
I'm done.
Bought a boat, didn't pay taxes on that.
Well, this guy was... It was him and another guy in a small fishing boat that got swept out to sea. That guy didn't make it. He comes back saying he survived on raw fish, turtle blood, and his own urine. And now the family of the other guy is suing him for eating him.
What?
He claims he never ate the other guy. He just pushed him out to sea when he died. But this family really wants $1 million.
Who are they suing?
They're suing the survivor.
Castaway.
They want 1 million macaroons, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, my initial question was who to eat to stay alive that long. But, I mean, that's 400 and how many days?
438.
You can't make a human body last that long.
Well, no, you're surrounded by salt, man. There's that, you know, it's the water, right? Just dunk them in there, maybe.
Pickle it.
You got pickle any fresh water to drink?
What?
You got any fresh water to drink?
Look, that's a different problem altogether. It has nothing to do with the corpse in the border.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd push you overboard if you died on me.
For sure, I hope you would.
I'd jump right
because the first thing I'm doing,
I'd probably try to get underneath you, so I just die real quick.
I'm like, oh, right. Thank God, Danny's dead.
Yeah, definitely.
He's breathing up all my air out of here.
Use me as bait, yo. Get some sharks inside, you know. Fucking
yeah.
Eat some shark. It's good eats.
Put a hole in you and put you down.
You know, the first thing he did was fucking rope one out. He's like, finally.
Oh my God,
it's a year long.
The gay tension that would be. It's like whoever dies first gets to jerk off.
I'm going to kill you right now. I need to jerk off.
You know in the cartoons when they're starving and they see the other guy on the island it appears like a chicken bone? Yeah. They're just seeing like the other guy turn into a talking box of Kleenex.
I was in the Marines, man. I was overseas. Yeah, I just jerk off. I just turn around. Legs are hanging over the boat. Just jerk off right there. If you have a problem with that, fuck right off.
Thank God I wasn't a Marine.
Call that combat jerks.
I couldn't get into the combat
tactical mission.
It's not like I was focusing on anybody else.
I lose focus if I don't fucking jerk off.
Get yourself a good little magazine going. We had iPods, and I, you know.
But I'm telling you, man, I just
so much porn on my iPod. It was insane.
I don't think I could do it in front of a fucking bunch of dudes. Like it would just.
Oh, you get past that real quick.
Like, second day, you're just like, I got a robot now. It's like stressful over here.
Telling you, I lose focus, personally. If I don't fucking get that evil really,
Ken needs that P-tent from last week.
Man, it's great. You just like, you hear some gunshots going off. Your stiffy gets even more hard. You're just like, whoa.
Cool.
Yeah, there we go.
Survival boner.
You're saying I need a J-tent.
Yeah, one of those, like...
I need a Jack Shack.
A Jack Shack,
yeah, sure.
Oh, man, yo, you get beat up real quick. They hear that fucking jizz hit the plastic.
Oh, no,
like
dude.
Once or twice, he's like, "All right, man, I can't. I know when you come now. Just you have to stop doing this."
Oh man, no, it's guard duty. Guard duty overseas. You're sitting there, there's so much. You just don't want to touch the walls. You just know.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's so fucking gross.
He's got a bunch of bored ass Marines.
Yeah, you got a bunch of bored dudes in one place.
Yeah, bored dudes with the fucking testosterone fucking through the roof, and you're just like, yeah, oh god, I'm a dude, I want to kill these fuckers. Like, it's insane. Yeah,
you killed like four Al Qaeda with your jizz alone, just headshot.
Just fucking pack them up.
2 liter and a Coke can.
That's right, that's what I'm talking about.
Want to do a Star Wars story?
Sure.
This one comes out of Portland, involves a 32-year-old man named Ace Venom, who has taken up a new lifestyle as a devout Jedi.
Hold on, what do you think his real name was? Jake?
Oh, here it is.
Did he recently escape from New York?
Dylan. Melvin, that's what his name was.
It doesn't say his original name. It says Ace Venom, changed in 2007. He's going around living the Jedi life. There's no awesome lightsaber stuff here. He's not fighting crime.
Pinch nicks.
Or the Sith.
So he's just celibate?
He's just helping out the neighborhood in a robe, carrying around a plastic lightsaber.
So all the parents could be like, see, if you don't go to school, you end up like this. That's what happens.
Like this guy.
Doing laps around the block, just like a dick.
He says, before I came into Jediism, I was really, really selfish. I would be what we consider a Sith. So I started exploring Jediism.
I believe
he even quotes Qui-Gon Jinn.
Do you hate him?
I kind of do.
I do.
In a big bad way.
Now, what are the chances? Like,
first of all, his name is Ace Venom. Fuck him right there.
First of all, why does it only happen to white people? Like, you never see a black guy.
Because there's only one black Jedi.
Walking around pretending to be a superhero.
Yeah, you're not going to top Samuel L. Jackson.
You just don't see a black guy walking around pretending to be a superhero, though they know better.
Yeah, because it's dumb.
They're always running around.
This is bored. This is Portland. This is bored white people problems.
Just white people, man. Come on, get your act together. You're embarrassing, man.
This guy's not a good Jedi, man. That is not a Jedi name. Ace Venom.
No, you gotta get
maybe like a Rambo type.
Or... that's not a good anything, man. If you saw a guy on Xbox Live as Ace Venom, you'd be like, this guy's a faggot, man. Yeah.
This guy wears a bowling t-shirt every day.
Right, for some reason, this is news. In a world where Playboy is not showing naked ladies anymore, Penthouse is going another direction by featuring their first plus-size model.
Oh, yeah.
How plus?
Not that plus.
Who cares? It's fucking, let's get
equality.
She's a half-Asian, full-figured lady.
All right.
Bigger guys like them.
Like
large
them.
Women.
There's a photo. I don't know if you
can... Let me see. I can't see that shit.
It's because... No more sweets for you, because you're never going to get laid if you keep eating sweets.
I would give her the D fucking 6 ways till Sunday, dude.
Fucks with him.
Yeah, bro, she can catch it.
Yeah, so I don't know why this is news.
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me that Penthouse is putting fucking good-looking chicks naked in their magazine? No way.
Yeah, Penthouse should go double as dirty.
Yeah, they should like do some butthole shots.
That's Hustler. They already got that. And the internet.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with the internet these days.
You can't keep up with the internet.
Why do you gotta ruin it? I would like to get a periodical on my mail that just has a couple butthole shots, dude.
Brown Eye Weekly.
Little fucking whisper and I.
That's woo! It, just a little fucking whisper.
Alright, there's apparently a short documentary being made about why Florida is fucked up.
Oh yeah, I could tell you in like 5 words.
You wanna?
Florida and it sucks. That's more fun.
Yeah, I can tell you fucking dumb white people.
Yeah, that's in there.
Swamps, alligators.
Also in there.
5 words. Didn't say a sentence. Just said 5 words.
There you go. It works.
Even the guy who made this documentary said, I was doing mushrooms with my producer, and we decided to go to Florida and interview people.
Like,
so even the documentary was born of doing mushrooms.
I'm sorry. I'm going to revise it. White trash, pills, swamps, alligators.
You know the show cops wouldn't exist.
We're Texas. There's a lot of dumb people in Texas, too. They're just doing their own thing.
They think that they're own country.
They're
still
living freedom.
That's insane.
They're Texas.
Free. Yeah, okay. Living freedom.
I'm going to say.
They don't shower every day. Everything's bigger there. They don't trucks, carry guns in their hip, which I'm all about. But still, come on. You don't need a gun going to the grocery market.
You can drink in your car just not while driving.
Yeah.
So like, you can stop at a stop sign.
Drink. Take a swig. No problem there.
Put one back.
As long as you're not blowing .08 or something.
Yeah, man.
All right, what was this story about?
Florida.
Oh.
For some reason we're on Texas for 10 minutes.
Well, because, I mean, Florida's like.
I'll tell you why Florida sucks. Texas.
It's a big state.
But you're right next to the panhandle. Can't just cover
it in 3 or 4 minutes, Pete.
Yeah.
You want to hear some of the accounts in the.
Yes.
In the Florida documentary?
Yes, please.
Well, we have a guy whose hobby was to go to bars and start fights by putting his girlfriend in short shorts and tank tops, sending her into Lucy's Blood Bucket Bar. That's apparently a place. And wait for someone to fuck with her so he could go beat him up.
He'd roadhousing it.
He'd roadhouse it.
Tough guy. Amazing.
Here's my favorite quote. Jealous. This is the true essence of Florida. The guy says, I do what I want when I want. Take a nap. Take 2 naps, 3 naps a day if I want. Early morning nap, late morning nap, early evening nap. That's what we do.
Of all the things to do.
The man wants naps.
He knows what he wants.
I'll do anything.
That's a sleepy fella.
I'll do what I want.
A nap. This guy clearly grew up on Dr. Seuss. One nap, on a train, nap, nap on a plane.
I like to nap, too.
Nap in a car, nap in a bar.
I like this guy.
He's got his priorities straight.
He's a straight shooter.
All right.
That was Jeb Bush.
All right, let's do another guy out of Florida whose plan backfired in a big bad way. He's on a $500 bond after stealing $20 worth of items from a Spencer Gifts. He stole a fleshlight and a butt plug. Yeah, and he stole those because he was embarrassed to buy them, but now we could all see his picture.
He
looks like he's got a butt plug in right now.
He was planning for a good night.
And we also know his name, Christopher Masters.
Aw, you have to fucking throw Chris Masters under the bus like that?
I did.
What do you think he was more embarrassed about, the fleshlight or the butt plug?
Butt plug, for sure.
It was
butt
plug. Specific toys were called the Aroused Screw Butt Plug and the Aroused Stroker Can.
So wait, but the thing is, we've learned about this guy is that fleshlight. He's not. This isn't like for other people. It's for jack himself off, right?
Right. Knows. No one knows.
Then a butt plug. You figure that's a solo activity too. So he's popping a butt plug in and jacking himself off with a fleshlight.
Oh yeah.
Maybe he wants to.
Pretty much the moral of this tale.
Literally, that's the Chris Masters.
Maybe he's want to go to other people, and he's like, his butt plug.
Man, I don't know if bitches be turned on by that so much. I feel like.
I don't think bitches be turned on by that at all. I think dudes be turned on by that. It's all designed to cover dudes.
You sit on this butt plug while I jack with a fucking flesh can, dude.
Oh,
come on.
God.
I'm saying maybe some fucking. I'm not saying it cannot specifically.
Girls,
you can scare bitches away with that. That is.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I'm just saying. It is.
If you had one or the other.
Real question here is, do you think this guy still has a butt plug in his possession?
Yeah, of course.
So, you know what?
Yeah, you think the cops took that out?
Now that everyone knows his name, they're sending him to his house. Solidarity.
His house, more like his fucking cell.
Yo, if you had to go down for one of those, though, would it be the butt plug or the fleshlight?
Fleshlight, yeah.
Butt plug.
Oh, it was a gift for somebody.
I would have no problem buying a fleshlight. If I had the need for a butt plug, I feel like I'd have serious quandaries about buying it.
Well, if you had to be caught with either one,
yeah,
you go like you're just taking your jack game to the next level. That's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, without a doubt, definitely.
Do you think that's really taking the jack game to the next level? Try the lube first.
Well, maybe he's tired of the lube. This guy is clearly experienced.
Just try the warming lube.
Just take a... I don't know. Go
yeah,
ask.
You know what?
This guy's definitely fucked a watermelon in his life.
Chris Masters definitely tried the warming lube. What am I saying?
He's American Pied. He's tried it all.
He had to. I mean, come on. He's
trying. Do you think he does that out
of he's grabbing it there. There.
Oh yeah, of course. Hot and cold sensations.
Thinking like warm bagels.
Definitely.
Freshly baked. Yeah. Freshly baked.
Guy's like right. Gallagher with all the melons he smashed.
Flagels.
Flagels. It's hard to fuck a flagel.
Speaking from experience. You know?
And believe me, no amount of cream cheese will get that thing lubed up.
Do you try the warm butter?
Scalding butter, man.
I'll be right back.
You almost want to burn the tip of your dick off. Completely off.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Let's throw it out.
Yeah, if you're not left with a scab, you're doing it wrong.
100%. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be able to get an erection for taste.
Let's move on from that because we got a Texas story.
Oh, there we go.
Boom. Otherwise known as Other Florida.
Other Florida.
West Florida.
Big Dry Florida had something to say. Right. They had a big gun rally in Austin,
no,
which was met with an anti-gun protest of a mass farting.
Oh my god.
That sounds fantastic.
How many people were at that fucking anti-gun protest?
Around 100 anti-gun protesters appeared waving sex toys and making fart noises.
And how many fucking gun nuts were there?
A thousand. Just one.
That's, yeah.
I'd say over 1,000.
With 25,000.
Somebody call him a vigilante.
No, it's Texas, so it probably wasn't a pro-gun rally. They probably just went to a mall.
Well, the pro
was at a gun show and just like, hey,
But I like that they were yelling,
waving around dildos and shit.
They were yelling, "We fart in your general direction." That makes me happy.
Like, yeah, Monty Python. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, great.
I'm surprised these people weren't shot.
Good right.
Yes. I mean, how else do you? How else do you?
Gun people win. Boom.
Somebody's waving a dildo at you. Can't you say that they were waving a dangerous fucking weapon at you? Like, obviously, Judge, I couldn't handle that thing.
I was going to freak if it touched me.
If it was implied like he was going to use it on you, like, sexually, then yeah, I suppose. I'm going to get beat.
At no point is a dick coming at you not dangerous.
Without a doubt.
That's fake or real.
Were they sitting just, like, outside behind, like, some borders, doing, like, shaking in the air?
What about Justin Herman's dick?
I still don't want to come in my general. Right.
It's wimpy, though. You know, it really can't swim.
Just like some rope with plenty of slack. Like.
Maybe it hurts your pride a little bit, but it definitely doesn't physically hurt you.
That's all mental anguish.
Man, that really hurt my pride.
It's just like, cut it out, man.
That would put so much more of my pride.
All right, so...
all right, moving on. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump has released his doctor's statement saying that he is in the best shape ever, calling it extraordinary physical strength, and that if he was elected, he would be the most physically fit president in U.S. history.
I call bullshit.
Didn't fucking George Bush run in like the Texas heat like a couple miles every day?
Doesn't Obama play basketball pretty regularly?
He fucking snorted lines in the comfort of his Connecticut home. For most of his life.
Does Obama do that? Because if he doesn't, that's racist, Pete.
There's a photo right here.
Obama's a basketball player.
There's a photo of Obama doing a layup. Right there.
Play, when you're president, every time you pick up a basketball, they're required to play the Globetrotters team.
they win, but, you know.
Yeah, of course. He sports the fucking Globetrotters uniform and beats the fucking Washington Generals.
Generals.
Beats them real good.
This doctor's note comes from a Dr. Jacob Bornstein. Problem is, Jacob Bornstein died 10 years ago.
Damn.
So this... sounds like bullshit.
No. It's legit, but 10 years ago legit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just an old...
Back to the future legit.
He's like, hey, you know, let me sign this real quick.
So he was in real good shape in 2005 is what you're
trying
to
say. That's exactly what I'm saying. He real was good phenomenal. Shape. What was it? Phenomenal shape?
Impeccable?
Oh, all those words.
Yeah, there you go.
Throw in a few more words.
Yeah, fantastic.
Extraordinary. Mention.
Yeah. He was in bonerific.
Bonerific shape.
Fully torqued.
10 years ago.
Mega stud.
Like, that should be the indication.
Not a sag on him.
Like, this should definitely be a boner check for president. Like,
his nuts have no wrinkles.
How stiff can you get?
Yeah, I want a president who could get fully torqued.
No. You're a Hillary man.
Yeah, I bet you she got the bigger bone.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Oh, man, she probably has a fucking giant carpet, man.
A magic carpet.
A big old
a magic carpet.
You think she's got, like, dust bunnies?
Oh, dude, you can sometimes see it in her pantsuits. It looks like a fucking... Hold it up, kielbasa, peppered with fucking hair.
Oh, ninja.
It looks, you know what it probably looks like? It's Kurt Russell's mustache in the fucking, that new movie.
With, she's got the Hateful Eight?
Yeah, the Hateful Eight stash.
Oh, my God.
the Lorax.
Coming out of both sides of her panties.
Boom, big hairy bush.
She's got a snook in her sniz.
Oh, God.
We got a story that really pisses me off, because it's another one of those everyone's outraged over something stupid. Kind of stories.
Right.
A family is getting a lot of hate mail after they posted their Christmas picture online. The Christmas picture is, it's a wife and a husband and their three kids, two girls and one boy. The picture is of the three girls, the mother and the two daughters, with their mouths duct taped shut, and the husband holding a sign that says peace on earth.
Amazing.
And the son giving a thumbs up.
I'm gonna whip this little bitch in the face if she makes a peep.
I think it's funny.
The kid looks genuinely happy.
The
He's
kid
fucking
is
ecstatic.
Genuinely thrilled that his sister's a tape.
I mean, it's obvious. It's a joke. Like, come on now. Like,
people are bent out of shape.
People
though.
Can't take a joke.
Hmm.
Fuck them.
Yeah. all these words like, this is celebrating fucking violence towards women.
No, not at all.
It's a fucking joke.
Not at all. It's not celebrating
that. Still show the hut in mirrors, man. What?
This is America. You can celebrate violence towards anybody.
You can. You can celebrate it all you want. I mean, just come under scrutiny for it, sure, but don't be... Don't get up in arms.
It's a country where KKK legally burned fucking crosses on.
And they still are an organization today, like, and they get away with it, and people support them. So I, it's insane. But the blowback from this is only this. And, you know, whatever.
Hmm. People are stupid, is what it comes down to. You got too much time on your hands.
Internet's a wonderful thing. You can hide behind your keyboard and not have to show face against anybody. It's terrible.
And you get all self-righteous. And
yeah, without a doubt, people's spitting out their own opinions and everything. So
what I love reading some of these like comments that people make is they're way more violent and hateful than anything in that picture.
I don't know.
There's a little cunts behind the keyboard.
All right, let's do one more news story. Mm-hmm. Guy got roadrunnered. I thought this was...
Did he fall off a cliff? Yeah.
No.
Guy was driving down the road, drove through a tunnel. Wasn't a tunnel. It was a painting of a tunnel.
I saw the pictures of that. I swear to God. Saw the pictures of that.
Tunnel was really? Painted on the wall. He drove right into it.
He fucked up his car.
How fucking funny is that?
Does this guy only have one eye or something? Is death perception off? Like, how do you... I mean, that's a good painting. That's a good painting. That's a good painting.
This is my favorite comment, though. It says...
3D glasses?
This guy's lucky. A train could have come out of there.
It is true.
That's the kind of response we need off the internet. Stuff like that. It's a terrible thing.
Did the guy die?
No, he's alive. His car's just fucked though.
But if you're going like 30 miles an hour, head on collision, probably jacks you up.
That's bad news. Yeah.
It is actually a painting. This is no joke. A painting of the Roadrunner next to the tunnel.
Oh, you gotta buy it. Come on. Was he foreign? Was he grew up in this country? Come on, did you not see Looney Tunes as a kid or something?
Who is this bird?
To be fair, what is this bird? To be fair to this guy, though.
What is this flightless bird?
Why was there a road into a wall?
A celebration of Wile E. Coyote, apparently.
Yeah, because did it say Acme next to it with a giant anvil, like in midair or something? Because it's definitely. Like Acme TNT.
That wouldn't have stopped him.
No, definitely not. He would have right through it.
He's like, shortcut.
Avoid this anvil. I'm assuming this guy's like from Eastern Europe. I don't know. Like maybe where he's from, but I don't know.
It's got to be a chink.
I don't know. It's got to be something. You cannot have grown up in America especially seeing that Roadrunner painted there. And come on. You can't.
Look, let's get the Roadrunner right there.
Oh, God. Oh, that's just... Oh, that's sad.
Beep, beep.
Oh, I'm going to have Roadrunner lane.
Where there's no lights in the tunnel. Like, all the lights must be out in the tunnel.
There's a desert on the other side of this fucking
blue skies. It's fucking night outside. What the hell is it?
I found Toontown.
Yeah. Roger Rabbit's over here hanging out.
Yeah. Finally gonna get some of that Jessica Rabbit action.
Oh yeah. She's a fox.
That's the one cartoon I'd fuck, man. I'd definitely fuck that cartoon.
Everyone would.
I'd take a little hair gash.
Yeah. I'll put her butt.
No, when I say that, I mean like if you gave me like the cell.
Yeah, me too. What about a real doll that looked okay?
Fuck yeah, that fucking doll.
Great, right?
It's like almost a robot at that point.
Look, we need Brian to like go further into his robot fantasies.
Yeah.
It's almost a robot.
It's well fucking documented. You would fuck a Roomba given the opportunity.
Like that's like that sexier.
Yeah. A Roomba?
A robot.
Robots, fuck yeah.
Bing, bow. The show, fucking Brian. Not an episode goes by where Brian's not like, "I'd fuck a robot."
Yeah.
All right, fucking.
Just like a Roomba robot, or just like
ask him. He's right here.
Hey man, your bitches. This thing about the robot is your bitches keep getting older. My robot stays the same age, right?
Is it me or does Crow T robot look very scared now?
That's a puppet.
You don't know what happens.
Fuck puppet.
When you guys leave.
Take a little, he has a movable mouth. I'm just like, oh yeah, nibble on that. Yeah. Drop my nuts in his mouth. Sometimes I like to have lipstick on him. Say you're a dirty girl, Crow.
Brian's got videos of himself where he's in the theater and Crow's head slowly disappears.
Behind the scenes.
Slowly descending down. And then I got those light bumping movements.
He started riffing the movie.
The bumping movement.
I'm also a fanboy, bro. All right?
A fan first and foremost.
Yes.
I don't know what's creepier. The fact that you do that or the fact that Lou's watching it?
Who do you think's filming this shit, man?
Like,
you feel on the back of your throat, bitch? No, but don't get all up in Lou's face about it, though. Lou's like kind of like gay-charged about it, where like... He finds it sexy, but if you question him on it, he'll get all defensive and like try to fight you.
Well, he's a super homophobe. We all know that.
All right, that's it for the news.
All right.
So you want to take a break?
I think we can
come back with some games.
Yeah, sure.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
To share with you something that will change your life.
Yes, it'll give your life purpose.
Guys, listen, I really don't have time for this.
I think you really should hear this.
Yes, everyone needs to hear this.
But listen, guys, I really don't want to sound rude, but seriously, I don't care enough to listen to this. And no gift or blessing that you think you're giving me will change my life. So just put your Watchtower pamphlet in my mailbox and maybe I'll look at it later.
Wait, wait, what?
Oh, haha! No, I'm sorry. We're not Mormons. We're actually just here to tell you about the Roundabout Podcast.
The what?
Yeah, they're a comedy music podcast.
Oh.
It's hosted are Dustin, Josh, and Joey. They're three college-age guys who just tell stories and show each other music and funny stories.
Okay, but aren't there a lot of other podcasts who do that?
Yeah, but they're completely different. I mean, they tell stories that they experienced at college, work, and even everyday life.
And sure, popular in underground music.
Yeah, but that's exactly the thing. Aren't there a lot of podcasts who do just that?
Well, what if I told you that they go on tangents that end in just pure nonsense?
And they mock people, like, all the time.
I really don't think you're pointing out the greatest feature.
Okay. How about this? They'll sometimes sit down with their friends who are equally as unimportant as they are, and will share more stories, funny or not.
You're still not making this sound any better.
Hey, they play games too.
And as a plus, they're really politically incorrect.
What? How is that even a plus for the show? Why would you say that?
All three of them have a very stupid yet dumb outlook on life too.
Okay, this has gotten so ridiculous and confusing. I don't even want to listen.
Okay, fine. Just check them out on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and follow them on Twitter at @TRoundabout, and see what you think about it. If you like hanging out with friends, you'll love this.
Yes. Also, we're here because we would like to see if you wanted to convert to Scientology.
What? If you had started off with that, I would have been much more receptive.
All right, we're back. All right, Sarge, you know how we play this game, Balderdash?
All right.
I'm going to read a couple of categories. I'm going to give you a word to define, a person's name, some letters. You have to figure out what they stand for, a movie title. You got to give me the plot, and a law question. You'll figure it out as we go.
I was going to say all at once because, hold on.
Round by round. We're going to go around the table, starting with Brian because he was called out as first round this game by our winners last week at the Gooncast.
Mm-hmm.
So your word to define. Oh, and you get a pass if you completely stumped.
Cool.
You can use a pass. I suggest you save it.
You get one pass. Okay, gotcha. Otherwise, you just got to wash around with a dunce cap or something.
Well, if you get if you use a pass, we go back to it.
Okay.
If you use your pass, you lose your point.
Gotcha.
All right, your word. Mm-hmm. What is a spitchcock?
A spitchcock?
Spitchcock.
It's the famous Mexican director.
Oh, that was good. I didn't see that direction coming.
He made El Birdos.
Los Birds.
Los Birdos de Muerte. Psycho Libre.
North by
Viva
Northeast,
La Vertigo. The Spanish translation is way more festive.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah. Yes. Come on. He chose that, of course.
Yeah.
He's right up there with Señor Spielbergo.
Yeah. The Jaws.
Stefano Spielbergo.
Is it the famous movie Jaws?
Jaws.
When that Jaws came, it was like,
mariachi band in the background.
Oh, somebody make this.
Yaz has one of those mariachi outfits.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a sombrero.
Hola, hola, it's yours. Hola, hello, everyone. It is yours, please.
Hello,
it's
yours.
It's yours, por favor.
Señor yours.
Señor yours. Muy grande.
All right, Danny. You are in the unenviable position of following that one. What is a spitchcock?
Some plumbing tool. I don't know. I'm going to go technical here. I have no idea.
What is it for getting big turns out?
No, it's probably used for...
cum socks?
I know a ball cock is something in plumbing.
In Danny's barracks, they had all these little like spitchcocks. No, it's like they were thrown in the fucking thing, getting stuck.
Yeah, no, it's
a spitchcock. Grab a hooky thing. It was like,
it's a doohickey that you put around the tip of your dick. Work it counterclockwise, and it actually works off those stuck condoms that are just fucking stuck on for like weeks. You know, bad news. But you know, if you got to use it, go to the store and get a spitchcock.
It's fun that it's cock powered.
Like, that's exactly the tip of your dick only, pretty much, from there on. And you just, you know, blood pushes it off.
All right, Lou, we're up to you. What is a spitchcock?
All right, when the Ruskies were back trying to beat us to the moon, they originally had spitchcock, the first monkey-piloted rocket, and... a lot of monkeys perish in space.
hold on.
Before Sputnik.
Monkey pilot?
Before Sputnik, it was spitchcock.
There's monkey spitchcock. Pilots? Monkeys that's have the intelligence
Russians
level?
The blacks.
Oh, no. In that case, that's a different thing.
You never saw they have like a big memorial to him, man? Did that these brave souls reach for the stars?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like a bunch of monkeys in like an astronaut outfit?
The hairy kind of monkeys.
Yeah, man. People put black people in space.
This was not the intent
of
my
answer. This is going bad.
I was more like, you know, send Spitchcock, you know, to the moon. And...
Comrade Spitchcock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he went there.
No,
yeah.
I like my idea better.
What? Well, let's go to your idea. Let's go to your idea,
no,
Ken.
I was talking about my idea for Lou's idea.
Well, we're moving on from that shit. Okay. Ken, what is a Spitchcock?
It's a device that they use in pornos, and it's kind of like the ball washer machine in golf, where you kind of just stick and take it. It lubes it up, and you're good to go for your shoot.
Oh, it's straight lubes.
Yeah, it's a lube machine.
Her name is Lacey.
Yeah.
She's a fluffer.
You call it a gargler.
Nah, this is way more efficient.
You right. Fucking dry your balls off with her hand.
It gets your dick erect and fucking lubed up and... one snap.
Lickety split.
Yeah, dude.
You get Billy Mays to fucking...
Billy Mays was doing it before he died. That's what made him die.
That's actually what put Vince in jail.
He was addicted to the spitchcock, dude.
All right, in reality, a spitchcock is an eel split open and broiled. And Brian gets that point for
delicious.
Sure.
Delicious.
All right.
All right, Sarge, we go to you.
Sounds good.
Who is... why is this guy famous? Charles Grigg.
Oh, Charlie Gregg, that guy, he invented the spitchcock. He was the first guy to come out with that thing. He just cut an eel off.
My spitchcock?
Yeah, yours. No, he took yours.
He was
Ken,
the first
yeah.
guy to stick his dick in that machine.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's a whole bunch of guys standing around.
It was weird. He went to a bidet and was like, I got a hell of
you know
an
what?
Idea.
Yeah,
dude.
This is going to be an amazing idea. I'm going to take my dick in this thing and it's going to be fantastic. I don't know why I didn't call it the Griggs-ominator. But
no, it was
the Griggs-ominator.
Less sexy.
But it didn't sound as good as spitchcock. You know, obviously a cock involved. You know, you want to get spit on it or something. You know, spit that lube on there somehow. You know.
Hear me out. It was created. And there was like six dudes standing around. They were all looking at each other like...
what do we do?
You stick your dick in that thing.
The first... yo, who knows, man? I wouldn't be the first one.
And Griggs, yeah, he like, stepped up.
No way, no
we
how.
Built this thing, and now we have to figure out what it does?
Yeah.
Stick your dick in it.
I'm not sticking my dick
no
in
way,
it.
No way, no how.
And Griggs, man, the man that he was, stuck up, pulled his trousers down.
Trap down, just fucking hammer out.
Full wet direction.
Bold pioneer.
That's what we call in charge of the world.
Lou, who is Charles Grigg?
Charles Grigg is a decorated detective, and you know, he's part of a team, famous team. Him and his partner Murtaugh were famous for being way too old for this shit.
Grigg and Murtaugh.
Yeah. Eventually, made a movie out of it. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Die Hard.
Wait, which one?
Really tied that up with a bow at the end.
Dude, Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Oh, shit. I was thinking like from Russia with whatever.
You know that famous catchphrase from Die Hard? I'm too old for this shit. All right, Kenny. Charles Grigg.
He was a world-famous inspector, and it was in, like, the 60s and 70s, and basically he trained all the guys that are doing this thing today, you know, to, like, know what they're doing, and that's boner checking.
Did you see it, bud?
Boner checking.
Thinking proud? All right.
How you hanging, bud? Dude?
You stiff yet? No? You gotta get there soon.
Sir, I need you to get stiff for me right now.
Right now. And make sure you're not packing anything more than just that meat.
Yeah. Nothing illegal on there. Nothing illegal.
No paraphernalia. Just gotta check
you're
you out.
A lot.
Gotta clear you here. Going down the list. Going into the database. Everyone's marked in the database, bud.
Charles Grigg, boner coach.
Gotcha. Boner checker.
Boner checker.
Boner checker. He's the boner inspector.
We call him the boner king, actually.
Boner inspector.
Detective boner inspector. Yeah. Senior detective boner inspector.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian. Charles Grigg.
Charles Grigg is the guy at work that no one liked, and then they made a little rhyme about him called Charles Grigg, his wife's a pig. It went on so to go much further.
That's where that came
very
from.
Childish in this one little office.
He was definitely not the man from Nantucket. He had a whole other rhyme.
Yeah, well, it's his shitty last name didn't rhyme much except for pig.
His wife was quite pretty, actually.
No, she was ugly as that's why they didn't like him. She was that bad looking. She was like, ew. Oh, you can't be a good man.
I gotta stick with you.
You're a bad man for it.
Mm-hmm. Looking like the Oogie Boogie Man. Fucking
Oogie Woogie.
Oogie Woogie.
Oogie. Points for that round. I'm gonna go for Lou on that one because that made me laugh. Charles Grigg actually invented 7-Up.
What a great man!
Fantastic
American hero.
It's a tasty soda.
Up yours. Make it up yours.
All right, Lou, you start the next round.
Yeah.
What do the letters P-C-O-A stand for?
Goddamn.
I know, we got a four-letter one.
Well, I'm sorry, what are the letters one more time?
P-C-O-A.
P-C-O-A.
You want me to make it
I'm
easier?
I'm going to say it's just people coming on asses. When you pull out and making sure you don't have a kid, P-C-O-A.
I feel like this ties into the Spitchcock somehow.
You are definitely a big fan of PCOA, I think. Right?
Is that something I've said in the past?
Well, I mean, you don't like condoms. You've said that. So the other method is PCOA.
It's coming on the tits.
Okay. That's PCOT.
Gotcha. Okay, so there's offshoots.
They're very
this.
Related.
All right, Ken, we're up to you. PCOA.
Fuck, man. It's the old penis checkers. Over awareness club.
Gotta make sure you're aware.
Does it have anything to
over-aware.
Do? You don't want to be underaware.
Dude.
Did your version of Charles Grigg found this? Or?
I guess I don't even know what the founding is.
It was in his biography.
I think a caveman might even started this club.
Explain the club.
I'm
fucking lost.
I'm not into the club.
It was written in hieroglyphics or some shit. We didn't really
it's
know.
Just the old penis checkers over awareness club, dude. You gotta be over aware about your penis checking.
Okay. Brian, PCOA.
Well, Danny can attest to this. It's military jargon for pretty comfortable on ass. It's like, look at you, PCOA over here. Good job, I'm starting doing things. Like, why don't you stock the shelves or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
You got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Sarge, where's Smith? Oh, he's PCOA over there.
See, but there is an actual thing in the military. It's called PCAing, and it's permanent changes of assignment, and Katz is absolutely right. Yeah,
Crimmins, I need you to get in the desert and shot shots in the sky. We need to scare the enemy.
Not happening. PCOA'd.
Come on, my ass, man.
No way, no how. That's what I say.
Comfortable on my ass.
I mean, that's it. You know, pretty comfortable in your ass.
Is that your answer?
No, mine is mine. Oh, no, come on. I mean, I just gave you the PCA thing.
I thought you were maybe tagging up on his.
No, no, because I mean, that's just, it sounds a little juvenile.
What you got? PCOA.
Oh man, plethora of chlamydia over acid. Oh, on acid. Sorry, not over. On acid. Yeah. There's a plethora of chlamydia on acid. Just when you go out,
see the germs.
Like, no, it's when, it's like kind of what Jesus did. You know, 40 days in the desert, you suck acid 40 days straight. You just get a bunch, just banging a bunch of these naked women. You think are naked women because you're on acid. You
literally know, rocks.
And it's cacti.
Rocks, fucking cacti.
Camel spiders and scorpions and lizards. And
that's not chlamydia, Jesus. Those are spider bites.
Yeah, I don't think this guy's a prophet. He's been in the desert last 4 days trying to fuck everything.
This guy's, yeah, he's fucking stiffy out there all day.
I think we should let the Romans crucify him, man. I think we need to ditch this
guy. That's pretty much what
happened.
Shut
up, Judas!
I was in the desert.
So you guys read the same book I did.
I was in the desert, and the devil tempted me, so I fucked him.
Yeah.
I'd read that Bible.
Suck my dick, devil.
You fucked him right out of existence in his mind, so.
I'm going to go with that. I like that answer. PCOA is actually the Procrastinators Club of America.
Boom.
Nah, it's...
I feel their meetings would be very underattended. People keep putting it off.
Yeah, that's that'd be true.
I can
imagine time. The guy that got it shows the first of that is like, is he really a member?
That's true. He was very prompt.
I mean, like, you got to be late to that. It's like got to be like somewhere, you know, unwritten rule. Like, you got to show up at least like 20 minutes late.
Yeah. Those, right. Did you write show up on time? You're like, you're out of the club.
Yeah. Did you write the minutes from last meeting? I'll get to it. Yeah, you're in.
Yeah. You got the chair. Take it.
They still haven't had their first meeting yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You get the chair. Yeah, in a bit.
We making coffee? Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
All right, can you start this next round? What is the plot of the movie The Case of the Lucky Legs?
The Case of the Lucky Legs is about the pre-story of Dr. Frankenstein's and how he got the Case of the Lucky Legs that fit his body to make Frankenstein.
It's the prequel.
Yeah.
It's like all the detail on how he got the body parts.
Yeah, he's getting these cases of legs and arms and fingers in and stuff like that. He had to find the right
ones. Wait.
It's a fingers.
Fingers? He's got like random fingers for people? Like he's going to have some like...
Yeah, he gets
digits,
them by the
all
case.
All these digits going to be a little different.
He gets them by the case, Sarge.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just want to clear it up.
Why are my fingers all different colors and what?
Oh, man. They're like sizes and shit. Like, oh, my pinky. I got a pinky for an index finger.
But that's why he celebrated the case of lucky legs.
So wait, time out.
Good story.
Pristine legs in full form?
Ooh, these are lucky.
They're not missing a toe.
Time out, Mr.
These
Frankenstein.
These are dancing legs.
Yeah. They did ballet.
Time out, Mr. Frankenstein. Did you get me 10 fingers or 10 of the right fingers? Oh, he's working with all index fingers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I think my thumb's a big toe.
You got like 10 thumbs.
Yeah.
You just got a mean grip. You got a mean grip, dude.
It's like my boss, thank you, but
You're super dexterous.
I can play with him now.
It is mean. It is a mean jerk-off session I got going on over here. My woman loves it, though. My woman, she's all about it.
You give a little nub of a middle finger, though. That kind of suck.
Yeah. You know, just,
finger of a chick, though.
His favorite after Jack snack is... His favorite after Jack snack is Frankenberry.
Obviously, come on.
All right, Brian, we're up to you.
Mm-hmm.
The Case of the Lucky Legs.
It is the biopic of Billy Joel, but mostly just the part where he was banging Christy Brinkley. They're like, "Oh man, you're a great musician. Do you see who I'm fucking though? Like,
you see those legs?
Only the good die."
Yeah, remember when he stopped writing music? Was like after her.
Oh my God, he was like,
his luck ran out.
He just wrote all the songs were about like, yeah, I did it, guys. I made it.
I plateaued. My music can only go from here. I'm just going to play the old music stuff again.
It's like she's been sucking all the good songs right out of me.
Yeah, she's what, like 64, 65?
She still looks good.
Oh my God, yeah.
She looks good without a lot of...
Without a doubt. Hell yeah.
I don't give a fuck how old she is, man. She's like that bitch, the IG Genie. She still looks good.
I'll
like
go
89.
Down on her
she was on
right now
Barbara
for
Eden?
No money.
Yeah.
I'll go down on her for free right now.
She was on Stern, and she was like super flirty.
I'm not even
playful,
lying.
Man.
I
got him. Got me torqued.
God, just get fucking...
It's not the first 65-year-old that's got me torqued, though.
All right, then.
What?
Hey, I'm not judging.
Shouldn't.
I don't got a wig on. I don't got a gavel in my hand. Not there to do that.
Hey.
All right, okay. Sarge, we go to you.
Hey, well, Sarge says this is the story about how it's a fictional story. It's the story that I make up every couple of weeks about Jennifer Aniston and me. how we got together.
Leaves wet stains in your shorts.
No. Those, in my sheets, more like.
Jennifer Aniston?
I know, it's a sock. Oh, Jennifer Aniston's not hot. Come on.
So that's what does it for you?
Oh, without a doubt, dude. She's a fox.
She doesn't do it for you.
She's a fox.
She's a little long in the tooth herself.
Are you gonna fucking turn
she your nose? I wouldn't throw her out of bed, but she's not the one I go to bed dreaming about.
I said every couple weeks. I change it up all the time. I say, you know, once in a blue moon. A lot closer than that. Maybe like once every full moon. She gets a little thought action in my brain. A little spank bank. Fucking reaches back. Say, hey, those Jennifer Aniston.
There's a full moon tonight, and you start hearing a theme from Friends in your head.
No, not even that.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah, probably. That's actually the only thing that comes to my head when I hear that song.
I would snort a fart out of her ass.
I would just to see where it comes from.
Fuck yeah! All right, Lou.
Smells like fucking heaven.
The case of the lucky legs.
In case of the lucky legs.
By the way, I didn't mean to cut in, but those are my lucky legs. my legs are the lucky legs. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, obviously,
they're happy to be there.
Oh, exactly.
All three of them.
Yeah, so please continue.
All right. So the case of the lucky legs is about a prostitute who makes her living entirely off of foot jobs and then a little back of the knee action.
Back of the knee action.
Yeah.
She's very limber.
Old Mama Sunflower. Oh, I know her.
Now, in foot porn, do you like the more feminine foot, or is it like the more
masculine? Of course.
No, it's foot porn. You
don't want that shit to look like a hobbit feet.
She don't got callous feet, bro. Come on now.
It's like, man. Yeah.
No.
It's old Mama San Sunflower. I told you this, yo. I've met her before. She's good. She's got a great
FJ. I'm talking about mainly in the sense where like she got like 212 inch feet.
She's got trucker
big
feet.
Yeah, big fucking big feet.
She got those soft. They're very soft little Asian feet. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She just soaks them in Jergens all day.
You want her to tiptoe across
the No calluses on those piggies.
Hot baby oil. She's got hot baby oil. Feet just sit there. That's what it is.
It sounds like you and Lou might be into this, though.
I know. I've met her before.
Don't knock it till you try it.
It's the Asian thing, you know.
I'm not knocking. I want
to
know.
You go to Japan, you find her. Right there, little Okinawa.
Send me a couple
little
of
Okinawa.
Oh, you find her in that little spot on the corner, Okinawa.
Is that which is the white man they called little Okinawa?
That's what the Marines there do.
That was the second time I got chlamydia.
Crabs. Mm-hmm. Crabs.
She started off as just a legit masseur, but eventually.
She loved you a long time.
Yeah. Now she just picks up Caucasians that walk by. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brad Pitt, do you want to massage?
We're hammers out. Right.
More hammers out.
We're hammers out when we're walking by. We're like, yo, what's going on? has it hanging? Mine's not hanging. Mine's kind of full staff.
Is that common military procedure, Danny? Does it have the war hammer out?
Gotta do it. Oh, don't get me started on those Brits. Oh, I hate those guys. Brit fucks.
I'd watch all your movies over the real movie, which is Perry Mason goes after a beauty pageant promoter who leaves town with the prize money. As for points, all good answers. I'm going to give Kenny that point.
What was yours?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
There's something about checking Peckers. That's for my theme of the night.
It's Pecker checking.
All right, Brian, we're up to you.
Oh.
Law question. Mm-hmm. In Redwood City, California, it is against the law to fry what?
Tree.
To fry?
To fry.
F-R-Y.
Yeah.
To cook.
To cook.
Okay.
Tree, man.
A tree?
Redwood.
Why would you try to
They go by Ent law, all right? Old mysterious law that we can't possibly put our heads around, but Ent law.
You fry no tree.
No tree.
All right, Sergeant. Redwood City, California. It is against the law to fry.
Yeah, I'm going to say like any kind of oil.
Fry oil.
It's a very fit place.
I don't know, because oil fires are pretty dangerous.
Well, but we got Friday.
You went really practical on that answer.
Yeah. Speaking of PSA. Oh,
I didn't mean like hey, only oil. I meant like vegetable oil, you know.
Only you can prevent redwood fires.
Yeah, not me. Don't put me in charge of that. I'm in charge of pecking checkers, you know. I'm not in charge of
burning
stuff.
In Redwood City, California, it's against the law to fry what?
No. I'm going to use my pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ken?
Hookers.
No frying hookers.
No frying hookers.
All right, so do we all answer?
Well, Lou, do you have anything yet?
All right. I hope I'm not stealing anybody's answer because I kind of wasn't paying attention to everybody. But in California, it's illegal for Asians to fry a prane close to Pearl Harbor.
Even though Pearl Harbor's in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Oh. See, that's how you use a pass, because that gets a point. Fry a prey.
Fry a prey.
No sneaky Japanese fry and prince.
That's Baba, sneaky.
Very sneaky.
It's actually against a lot of fried gravy. I didn't know that was possible.
Huh. Sounds delicious, though.
I don't even.
Pretty intense.
I never fried gravy in my life.
Why would you fry it?
But I'm about to start to. Let's see what it tastes like.
Evan?
All right.
Yeah, might as well be.
We're on our card number two here. Who's start? Brian, you went last?
I went first that last time.
Yes. Tonight. So, Sarge, you're up.
All right.
What is the definition of the word facultans?
Oh, it's a past tense definition. It's when you get it's kind of like, you know, it's getting your shit all over your hands and you're just like feckled hands, you know, you're just like fucked up. And you got when you're picking up, you know, shit around.
You got the feckled hands.
Feckled hands, you know, pick up shit, you got shit on your hands, and like you're just dealing with shit. I mean, it's interchangeable with like actual like. You know, literal shit.
So this is the past tense, though. So it was like, well, why'd you wash your hands? I was all facultans.
Exactly. See, now you're talking. Now you're talking about it. I was a facultans hands up. You know, I had to pick up some shit. I had to deal with some shit today. Like, you know, you can use
it's like shit versus shat.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it was, and it's intense. You don't want to be stuck in that situation. I mean, tell you that.
Poo hands? Hell no.
You don't ever. I mean, sometimes you just got nothing to wipe with. You use a sock. Sock ain't enough. Sometimes you just got to get down to the dirty business.
You got to get facultans.
Got to get your finger in there or something. Get your hands, you. Not good news, tell you that.
All right, Lou, what is facultans?
Facultans is a brand new derogatory term for Hispanics. Because we're hip to all the rest of them, so now it's like, these goddamn facultans taking all our gerbs.
So now we're just I assume you mean white people.
Yes.
So now we're just making up words.
You're just making shit up.
Just to confuse you.
Wait, we just started doing that?
Just to be able to say it in their faces without them knowing. Being none the wiser. Facultans. They don't know about that yet.
They're about to.
Way to blow up our spot.
I just blew the lid off of that.
Thanks, Lou. You know about the word already.
I know. But I've worked my way into the white man's sanctum. Here I am.
You're like that Indian with that giant dip Indian.
This room is the white man's sanctum.
Yeah, yeah. Just because we let the landscaper on here to mow our lawn doesn't mean he's in our sanctum, dude.
Yeah, but we blend in like ninjas.
No.
Y'all
no.
Say ninjas crazy
don't blend
shit.
In. Ninjas don't blend in. Ninjas aren't seen.
No, it's ninjas.
Rappers, it's a ninja son. Ninja son.
We still use straw hats, but they're shaped differently.
All right,
not sombreros.
Ken, what is a facultans?
It's a new medical term for the tan that the overhead fucking track lighting in the schools are causing on the faculty.
Oh my god, that's
facultans.
That is so much
specifically on the faculty.
Yeah. All right.
Well, because, I mean, it's for elementary schools.
It's not a student tan, it's close, a faculty tan.
They're closer to the light, you know, they're closer to the UV light.
She's like gray. Order. Oh, she's just faculty tan.
Yeah,
it's all right.
She looks like uncooked McDonald's burgers.
Yeah. I basically had the same exact idea as Ken, except the only difference was that faculty tans would be the tans that teachers get over the summer when they come back in September.
They're right there. I like it.
Like super red.
That was like good. All the white teachers have like the full t-shirt tan. Like they think they're fucking shirt off at the beach.
They've been
the opposite of a farmer's tan, or the farmer's tan.
It's just a farmer's tan.
Yeah. Not tank top version, shirt version.
Nice.
All right, I'm gonna go shitty hands on that one.
Shitty hands. You don't want to be stuck with those guys.
In reality, a facultans is a torchlight parade. Lou.
Yeah.
Parade of torch lights?
Sure. I don't write this shit. Who is Bernard Moeller?
Bernard Moeller is the first spy to go undercover to try and uncover another government secrets. We planted him.
The original Moeller.
Yes, exactly.
I'll see where you got it.
Okay. They dropped the R.
Moving on.
Can you repeat his first name?
That's an easy one to follow.
Bernard Moeller.
You want me to tell it again? He was a spy, man. 007 style.
Oh, yeah, we got it, man.
That's cool.
He got all the secrets.
He was,
it's a slow burn. We get it.
He was sensitive to light. He dug his way into it.
He was a rodent-type creature.
It's actually getting better.
For the reason the French voice came.
Ken?
That's a tough one to follow, but I think he was probably the first mailman to ever get let inside a lady's house and fucking get a little gooch.
He was the first penthouse forum, right?
No, he's the first mailman.
Mailman?
What was the guy's name again?
Bernard Moeller.
Just a regular old guy, regular Tuesday guy, fucking 2 o'clock. Mrs. Smith calls him in there.
Good old Mrs. Smith.
Gives him a little leg, man.
She's showing some love to everybody, that's what it is.
Giving him a little leg.
Special delivery?
Yeah, 2 special deliveries.
Brian, who is Bernard Moeller?
It is comedy's kind of Russia's version of the Tooth Fairy. He comes in with like a red tracksuit, like the USSR, like he's an Olympian type thing.
Right, like Ivan Drago while he's training?
Yeah, it's like, in Russia, you brush teeth.
The children don't lose their teeth.
They take the teeth.
It's not when the teeth fall out. The guy comes and he takes their teeth, exactly.
I come for one, I take 3.
Bernard Moeller is here. Give me teeth, children.
Your children did not conform, they give teeth.
I sell them for vodka and meth. Hand them over.
I like the way they sound in jar.
The kids wake up and there's a bottle of vodka and a pack of smokes underneath their fucking thing. They're like, whoa.
Bernard was here.
A pack of hand roll smokes.
Yeah. And the vodka and he was from, like, from America. Ah, so nice. Good. Nice. Number one, it's tobacco.
And the bottle of vodka's been hit off of
America. Just a little nip.
Yeah.
More than that. Come on now.
His bottle of vodka is shaped like a tooth, though, so you know it's... Yeah.
You know what he's been drinking.
He left me a pack of smokes and the ass end of a vodka bottle.
On the real, though,
you wake
is...
up with a bloody mouth. That's how you know he's been there.
He takes
but it's all numb from the vodka.
Oh, know? No. In a communist Russia, you don't take tooth. Tooth take you. He comes in there and he rips a tooth out in your sleep and leaves you a bottle of vodka and a pack of smokes. Oh, maybe a couple ruples for your trouble.
Doesn't leave any ruples.
He's a state.
Right. Why wouldn't he leave a ruple?
That's where I draw the line.
Okay, now it's getting out of hand.
State doesn't give back to the people.
On the real, this is the one money. Time I wished I lived in Russia. Like, that's kind of a cool little...
A cool thing to have?
To get your teeth stolen in the middle of
when
the
you're
night?
You're a child.
Yeah, real...
I don't want my adult teeth doing that. But...
I want some fucking jacked stranger to come in with a pair of pliers.
Why is he getting a pack of cigarettes, Lou?
Creep, dude.
Because he's like KGB.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a pack of smokes, Lou. Like,
KGB's diverting resources to this?
Yeah.
Insane, I like it.
You're going to be the cool kid in school smoking cigarettes, drinking vodka. What kinds of liquor fucked up?
Actually, it's not even a made-up character. It's just the KGB. and that's how they get back to the community, you know? They just
they're
hand
doing
out,
a fantastic job.
Like, their parents like, oh, you got a bottle of vodka and pack of smokes. You're rich, son.
They're trying to be a household name. You know, they're just trying to be a household name. They're succeeding at it. So.
The KGB was grinding up children's teeth and selling them as cocaine in fucking third world countries.
They succeeded.
They got grade A shit.
From the child's teeth.
Yeah.
From the children's teeth.
They're vampires.
Look up purple.
Will the KGB?
Russians don't say W's and shit. They say V's instead.
I liked it. I liked it. I wasn't going to shit on your thing, and then this guy. Blah, blah, blah.
Come on.
You're shitting on it right now.
No. I thought it was good.
I fucked both of you guys.
All right. Brian, that was you, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so sorry. Bernard Moeller.
Oh, well.
What do you got?
Well, you know, we know him in the community as Benny. You know, he comes from a long line of dentists. It's not much interesting story. Benedict was his older, great, great, great grandfather, and he started as a dentist. And he was just anesthesia back in the day was like a terrible thing. They just like they smack you up in the face, a bunch of liquor and shit.
I feel really bad for whoever this guy really is because we gave 4 bad. Cats gave a good answer.
He sounds like a dick bag.
3 bad answers.
You can keep going.
This guy, I'm telling you straight up. Relation. He's
diddle
the one.
Children.
Benny Moeller.
He was the first dentist to diddle a kid.
God, you gonna take the words out of my mouth now? Come on.
He was the first dentist to knock out his patient and touch
That's
him.
That's what he was doing. He was smacking his kids. He came from the long line of just abuse patient abuse. And it was a terrible thing.
They call me Benny Moeller because I was in the back of my patient's throats.
The guy took my teeth and punched them.
Right. In real life, Bernard Mahler is a guy famous for having 14,000 tattoos on his body.
Just little shitty ones.
Itty bitty shitty tattoos. Yeah. I'm gonna get Brian.
You know what? I'm not. I don't feel bad for that guy.
On his left leg is nothing but a Tetris board.
I did feel bad. For him.
Yeah, that's terrible. Because now, do you feel bad for him still?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad I gave a shitty answer about.
Yeah,
him.
I'm so glad I gave the worst answer because it was.
No, mine
awful.
Was definitely. No. Luke's was the worst.
No, mine was. What? Bad. Mine was bad.
No,
mine
no,
was bad.
Yours was the worst.
A long line. Mine was a long line of diddling kids. His family's full of long line diddling kids. That's terrible. And just destroy. And disgrace his family's name right there. Don't go to a guy named Benny Mohler.
All right. Well, Brian got that point. Mm-hmm. Ken starts this round. What do the letters M O H stand for?
I'm gonna say they stand for making our herds, and it's basically where you get a whole bunch of fat women to walk down the street.
It's like a flash mob.
Yeah, it's fat ladies. It's a flash herd.
Flash herd.
Yeah.
I like it's it. A cattle drive.
Yes. That's where the cowboys started from.
Yeah, and the fucking crazy thing is, all you need is a pack of raw hot dogs.
And a stick with a string and just dangle it.
Don't even need a stick, dude.
You just hang them out of your pants level. Belt level. Yeah. You're good.
They can't keep up.
No.
Backtrack that.
All right, Brian? M-O-H.
M-O-H... MOH is what a ton of teenagers do when they're first getting into the swing of things. It's minutes of humps.
Sheer minutes.
MOHs you got?
What?
How many MOHs you got?
I'm at like 3.5.
Who's keeping count here? What is this? Keeping stats here? What?
What are you, a rock star?
I stopped keeping stats years ago, but I'm about to like 18.
18?
18 minutes of humps?
Man, you're a hump king.
No.
You're the hump king.
Grossly undermine everybody else. Grossly undermine. I think I stopped keeping count.
I think that at one point
was last
you would
week.
Be.
It was last week.
That's a point of pride.
What's your ERA, man? Your
my what? Explain my ERA of that. Like
your
my,
erection run average, bro.
Oh, my erection running time average. Yeah, I'm pretty much. I'm sitting.
You didn't think I was going to get there? Did you?
You're running higher than you're clocking more than four.
I'm sitting at I'm batting 1,000 here, guys.
Solid six.
Solid fucking six.
Let's keep it moving, Sarge.
Right, we'll be in Sarge. I'm gonna just go with the technical one. I'm gonna have to hopefully get it right. Jesus Christ, Medal of Honor, but
it's
exactly that might be.
It's not the if you get the actual card answer, I give you a point. But
all right, well
the cards are dumber than
okay
than Medal that.
They're not glorious and prestigious as
no.
I'd say that's a pretty glorious prestigious award. It's it's a very serious thing. Congressional Medal of Honor. Chesty Puller got a couple of them.
Two?
Rusty Puller?
No, Dan Daly got two.
These American heroes.
Oh, fuck. I've been drinking out of it. I don't know. If
all right, Lou, we're going to go to
it's
you.
It's one of the two, and I feel like a shamed asshole now if I don't know what's up. But hey, anyway, it's a prestigious thing. Anyway, continue. I'm done. My answer's over.
Yeah. Fucking Medal of Honor, man.
It's a badass fucking thing.
All right, here we go. MOH. All right, before there was coming out the closet. It was MOH. It's men who are obviously homo.
Andy Dick from the day one. Like, that guy's gay.
Right? No, he's MOH, man.
He's a mo.
He's got a pair of pink sparkly short shorts and a shirt tied up his waist. That guy's MOH. Fucking he's out there.
Richard Simmons?
That's just being out.
Yeah, but it's obvious. It's very obvious.
No, MOH, I pictured the guy from Mad Men with the lisp.
No.
Not the guy roller skating around the boardwalk.
No, these guys are
the
overly
shirt.
Homo.
Yeah, they're overtly gay.
Oh, yes, yeah.
There we go. In reality, MOH stands for Master of Otter Hounds.
So close.
I like Brian's answer.
Otter Hounds? What the fuck?
Wait, you said Otter Hound with an H, not an O.
MOH, Master of Otter.
Of
Otter. Yeah.
Of is like one of those words like United States
Otter Hounds. Oh, okay. I got
If you got a dog that can take out an otter, your dog's badass.
I'm guessing that's what they are.
They're badass, huh? Dog, badass dogs.
Dog snipe the otters, though.
Who knows this? Who knows? Who knew that answer? Does anybody in America know that answer?
No.
All right, Brian, I think we're up to you, right?
Yeah, I think he started that one.
Yes. All right, Brian, what is the plot of the movie? Mr. Peekaboo.
Mr. Peekaboo is going to be the real life story of Jared Fogle, the subway guy.
Shit.
They're going to talk about a lot of footlong innuendos. It's going to be like a couple scrap drafts just because of this. Like, every time they're like, dude, quit it with the fucking stupid footlong jokes and the fact that he was associated with subways and now he's getting raped. This is a for real movie. We're not trying to make a comedy here. Now, here's the scene where he rapes all the kids.
Ooh.
And let the rape begin.
Yeah. And cut.
And we're raping.
And go. Who do you think they cast as Jared Fogle?
That's a good question.
I bet you, like, who's that guy who threw away the whole... Ed Norton.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
It's like if there was a handsome Jared Fogle, or maybe Ben Affleck.
Nah. Ben Affleck's, like, in Batman shape now. That don't work.
I would say that guy who played Ross on Friends.
Yes.
Oh,
David Schwimmer.
Schwimmer would be...
He's definitely rapey.
Jared mm-hmm. Fogle, for sure.
He's definitely...
Good call.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what do you call the movie now? The subway movie.
Mr. Peekaboo or
something. Mr. Peekaboo.
Right?
Let's keep going with that.
Mr. Peekaboo. I forgot about what we were doing. All right, my bad.
Sorry, John, to you. What is the plot of the movie? Mr. Peekaboo.
I'm pretty upset at Cats right now. He just kind of... Not completely undermined me, but, you know, anyways, forget that. Mr. Peekaboo is about... it's like Mr. Rogers, right? But it's a movie form. And it's, you know, he's just sitting there. He's in an imaginary world. But, you know, as that little... Remember that little train comes through?
Mm-hmm.
But
it's wanker.
It's just Wang just hanging out right on.
It's
like,
Peekaboo! It's hey. Mr. Rogers, except he has Wang hanging out the whole time.
Wang out. Wang,
won't you be my neighbor?
Windows. Shows that puppet king what's
wrong. Hello, neighbor.
Oh, man.
Why don't you grab my bone, neighbor?
I don't want to be his neighbor.
Well, you are his neighbor.
Everyone is
his neighbor. You're out of luck. You can't. You can't. You're stuck there.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what happens. You know, he's sitting there in Mr. Adventure, you know.
Better make the best of it.
An imaginary land or whatever he called it. It's just imaginary. But you know what wasn't imaginary? His Wang, right there. Yeah. It's real.
That was no puppet.
Right there, out in front.
Open your eyes, kids, and stop imagining. Here's my day.
A bunch of puppets.
Wanker.
It's crazy. A bunch of puppets were there, sitting there, propping them up and stuff, holding them steady. And the
puppets were jacking themselves off?
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
They're jacking each other off.
Jacking somebody off.
Lou, we're going to go to you. Mr. Peekaboo.
All right. There's a movie about the hands down worst comedian ever who hasn't learned a single joke since he was a child. So his entire routine is just in front of the mic, covering his eyes and opening them up.
It's a biopic.
Doing different faces. Like, happy face, sad face. Like, get this bum off the fucking stage. It's like, no!
What would you do if you were in a comedy club and that and some asshole was just doing that?
I would actually probably laugh. Because I'd be so like taken back.
Would you eventually just go for it? Like
I would think he's like that fucking what's his name?
Like Andy Kaufman?
Yeah, like him. Like playing like this giant joke on everybody. You know?
The long joke?
Yeah. Like just, where really it's only just for him.
Yeah. Everyone thinks he's like a lunatic.
As long as he wasn't doing an hour.
Yeah. He does it until someone literally yanks him off with the giant cane.
With the giant cane, like the Apollo
theater guy.
Mm-hmm.
He only plays dry, so he can't even get the
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Ken, we're gonna go to you. Plot of Mr. Peekaboo.
It is a biopic about the first glory hole operator.
He looked like a Mario.
Good of Mr. Peekaboo.
Wait, you mean the glory hole?
And when
operator,
Mario put his dick through the hole, went brr, 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 like
as an operator of a brr, glory hole. What does he do? Is he control the shutter or something?
He's a mushroom.
Is he the guy that just like?
I guess that's what you call it.
He
controls the old shutters.
Hey, Luigi, you want to do a mushroom and go into the glory hole? See what you catch.
I don't think I'd have to explain how a glory hole works.
Oh, I've never been to one. No,
well, I've never been to one either.
I didn't realize they had shutters.
There's no shutter. He operates it by fucking sucking the dick that comes through.
Oh, that's what he operates. See, I was wondering what the operator is.
Yeah, he's the dick sucker.
Oh, okay.
He gets the guys into position.
I'm unfamiliar with
this. There you go.
With this. Yeah.
He's into an optimal
like,
angle.
What you were drawing the operator from.
He's a
like.
Glory hole operator or a cocksucker, if you want to be a dick sucker.
a flater, if you will. All right.
Points for that round. All good. I'll give Ken that point. That was funny. Mr. Peekaboo is actually... Mr. P realizes he can walk through walls and uses his talents to help a girl who is being blackmailed.
Cool. Mr. P? Like, is that the bootleg T?
It says Mr. P. I assume Glory Hole Operator. Mr. Peekaboo.
I hate that guy.
What a dick.
Why?
Because I'd use my powers for bad.
I assume most people would.
Like pushing grandmas over the street, like,
disappearing through walls.
All right, let's end this game. We got one more round. Sarge, we start with you. All right. In Omaha, Nebraska.
We just started with me last time.
No, I think we started with Cass.
We started with Brian last.
Oh, okay.
Right? I saw your shit, remember?
Did right, Subway. Yeah. In Omaha, Nebraska, it is against the law for more than two people to use what?
Condoms.
This is a solo thing.
Gotta get our numbers up. Gotta get a better vote.
That's two dicks, one condom, fine. Any more than two dicks, one condom. You can't, get involved with anything more than that. I mean... You know, it's a terrible thing in Omaha. There's a high rate of STDs.
Yeah, very repressed.
Yeah, they're not living in today's society, I'll tell you that.
All right, Lou, in Omaha, Nebraska, it is against the law for more than two people to use.
I'm going to say you can't be inside the same hole at the same time. So...
No DVDA there?
No double vaginal, no double anal.
It's not my America.
No double mouth.
No octococks.
If you're touching dicks. No, well, octocock is a different thing.
So do dicks can't touch.
Octocock is eight dicks. In
are you
hole.
Telling me that in Omaha, Nebraska, you can't pull off the fire starter with two pieces of wood rubbed together?
Would you want to?
Yeah, seriously. He's like,
my
that
America,
ain't.
Man, it's all good.
You know,
you gotta rub your dicks
in
together.
In a perfect world, you can do that anytime you want.
I was planning a trip to Omaha this fucking summer to make some fires with my dick.
Count me out.
Well, fuck, man, how'd you count in?
No, sorry, bud. Count me right out of that.
Find another bone.
No, it's not allowed.
You mean you fought for the country, but you won't fight for fucking wood fire rights?
Nah, like... not hard on fights. Nope.
Come on, man. Hard on
rights. No sword fights. No sword fight rights.
This is for America.
You fucking prude.
Paint your dick red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
My country tis.
I'm a real patriot. Yeah.
My boner, sweet liberty.
All right.
Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
I love it.
All right, Ken, we're up to you. In Omaha, Nebraska, it is against the law for more than two people to use...
the same restroom stall.
That sounds just reasonable.
So no, a lot of trucks not fucking...
There's no glory holes.
There's nothing good that happens in a stall with two people.
Plenty of good things.
There's like, you're either fucking or...
Coke.
Both things are good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean by good. Not like above the board.
Like morally okay? Or
above
like
the board stuff.
Socially
legally.
Acceptable?
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of gray areas here.
Yeah, that's true.
I thrive in the gray areas.
I thrive.
Thrive in the gray area.
Call you gray Cribbins.
You call me old. I'm not old Grey Bush, but you call me old Grey Bush.
Old Grey Bush.
If you want to, I'm not. But we already got a guy then.
All right, what was this law?
All right, in Omaha, Nebraska, it is against law for more than two people to use what?
The safety dance. You can dance if you want to. It's like, that shit's stupid and it died in the 80s. Don't do it.
But how do they use
saying them? Leave your friends behind.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it was meant for.
It was in a dance competition.
That dance didn't have that song until this law came into effect.
Oh, fuck it. I'm going to give you the point.
You can dance if you want to, but leave your friend behind.
Do it. 100%.
Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then they won't be convicted of...
a crime.
Crime. You can dance. You can dance, but never dance with the friend.
You can dance.
All right, we got a three-way tie for second between... Lou, Ken, and Sarge, and Brian pulled ahead at the end there for the win.
Yeah, let's do it.
So you get to pick who goes next. Who goes first next week?
Right. Well, I mean, it's
probably I'll wait till next week.
Yeah, well, you don't have to call it now. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
your wonderful prize. Mm-hmm. All right, I figure since it's the holidays, we play a little holiday related game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you guys some questions. So, would you rather questions?
Mm-hmm. I love these questions.
Christmas gift, would you rathers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the gift and then two versions of said gift, and you're going to have to pick which one you would take.
Mm.
And these are great gifts. First gift, giant HD TV. I'm talking the highest HD quality.
Like 4K.
You've better. 5K.
18K.
6K, bro.
So I can go this thing's all the way. Massive. West up. West up there.
But there's two versions 3Ks. Of this TV that you have to choose between. You either pick the greatest TV of all time, but when it turns on, it plays gay porn at full volume for 5 minutes straight, or a TV with such high definition that it erases a basic motor function every time you turn it on. You may be able to watch an episode of Breaking Bad, but you may not remember how to wipe your ass after.
Okay, time
gay
out.
Gay porn, man. Gay porn me up.
Gay porn for me, too.
Fucking and you could ask. Mind eraser when I turn my TV on.
I have a question. Once this motor... motor functions erased. Can you relearn it? Very
you can relearn it
quickly.
It's like getting hit with one of those MIB pens.
It might take you a couple hours.
You know what? I'd do it. I'd take lose the motor function, without a doubt. Because who says I have to turn that off?
Oh, it shuts off every 3 hours.
Oh, in that case, fucking gay porn all day.
At full volume?
Why not?
Five straight minutes?
Sure. Looks like I'm reading a lot more books.
And you have to sit and watch it as it goes down.
You have to watch it?
Oh, you're not asking the right questions.
Can't just run?
No, you can't go do another thing.
Here's my problem.
I'll tell you what. I'll turn the TV on and I'll go outside and clean my dog's poop up.
My problem is not that the fact that I watch gay porn is that I have to sit there like the Maxwell tape guy and just get blasted with fucking high beamed lights and sounds. Like,
oh, it's full volume.
Yeah.
You're like, the Dolby guy with the
No, but I still don't want to relearn motor functions. I don't like want to learn how to walk and read again.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's gonna take like 3 hours after it shuts off. It's gonna take me 3 hours to relearn that function again.
I'm just gonna become a pompous douche and be like, I read a lot.
Yeah. Not, what if somebody else turns the TV on?
Same thing.
Yeah, whatever. You know, actually, I'll take the gay porn thing because I'll make them deal with it.
Go to my TV. House.
Yeah, we'll have a great time. Let's go. Football Sunday.
No, because then you got to watch it with them and tickle their balls.
Yo, Ma, turn the TV on for me.
Yeah, no, how about you turn it on for me?
I set the TV to slap them asses right here.
That's right. I'll hold parties at my house. Yeah, hey, turn this on. Yeah, good. What the fuck?
All right, you want the next gift?
Yeah.
Season tickets. Who doesn't want season tickets to your favorite team? But these are great seats. But once a game, you have an option of either getting a lap dance by Hillary Clinton once a game, or having a random member of your team punch you in the back of the head randomly.
Hillary Clinton all day.
Hillary Clinton, you already know, is my boo.
I'd fuck her.
I eat a pussy. They'd give me a lap dance for sure.
And you're on the Jumbotron as it happens.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I wanted the doctor.
You know what? Time out. You're on the Jumbotron. You're a YouTube sensation at that point.
Bro, you know that.
Every time, too? Shit.
You know that Giants Cowboys game, bro? I was getting a lap dance by Hillary. They played on the Jumbotron.
How about like a
full show?
Let's choose like a baseball game.
These questions 162 are really
times
choices.
A year. Or like 80. What?
It's like one thing you can really easily deal with, like game one for 5 minutes on full blast. Or like getting punched by a fucking basketball player.
Yeah, it could be the mascot. It could be some weak person. You don't know who it is.
No. I'd rather get a lap dance from Hillary Clinton.
I'd rather get on the Jumbotron from five old ladies than fucking get punched by anybody.
You could be a YouTube sensation instantly. Well, after 3 games into the season. I'm still thinking baseball is the highest number of games per season.
Didn't even say it was a hard punch. Might be a love tap.
81 games. 81. It's 81 times per year. You're going to get a lap dance from Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I'd take a little
on the Jumbotron. On my dick. How many times do you think that's going to be on YouTube? Who knows?
But what if your nickname was Getting In Crib?
Then shit, I'd be the fucking most famous guy on YouTube. Tell you that. Getting It In, Hillary Clinton style. Mm. What's up?
Breaking hips pants since 2015.
Yo, you should get a pantsuit tattooed on your back.
It's already there.
I'd fuck Hillary, though. Seriously, on the real. I'd fuck her.
I mean, I'll take a lap.
That's a power, man. That's a power bang.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like a power move, but like a power bang. Like
she wants you, Lou, she can end you economically.
My dick.
Like, it's power, bro.
Gains prestige.
Yeah,
every
man.
Time.
No, I argue that it does not gain prestige.
Oh, no, it does.
You're just some little manservant.
No, not at all.
Look, let's just get real.
She's definitely the alpha in the relationship.
You're a kept boy.
She is the alpha in that relationship.
Just your dick has like...
If she was the alpha, why did she stay with Bill when he cheated on her?
Just
because now she can run for president.
Yeah, she was playing the long game.
So it puts him back in the White
House. I bet
she's
fucked a couple interns.
Just because this guy gets bitched by women doesn't mean that everyone does, man. Mm-hmm. I fucking hold my shit down tight, Lou.
Man, who wouldn't you fuck, though?
Who fuck you, Lou?
There has never been a woman mentioned on the show. We're like, oh, yeah, I'd fuck her. I'd fuck her. We were talking about fucking old ladies who had Parkinson's. You're like, oh, yeah, I'd love an old-fashioned.
Well, that's a cure.
I think you called her a vibrator.
Hold on. It takes
beauty in all women?
It takes little to no work and effort for a chick with Parkinson's to fucking jerk you off. All right. little to work there.
Parkinson's.
No, man, I would want that. Like, as I read the list of people I've banged, it'd be like Linda, Jessica, former first lady, and
yo, fuck yeah, you, the prestige right here in the house. Like, Hillary Clinton. Like, say some chick, like, oh man,
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Who'd you bang? Oh, I banged the presidential candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, along with all these other sluts that I can't see. I was like, how many times? Like, and people be like, holy fuck, what?
I think you guys forgot what prestige meant.
Yeah, it means like you're on another level than other people.
It's not a good level.
Oh no, it's a great level.
Well, Lou, you didn't give me.
You're absolutely right, Lou. It's not a good level. It's a great level.
Lou never gave me the answer to the what you would pick of those two.
So I would definitely do the lap dance. But these,
but you wouldn't
enjoy it one bit.
I wouldn't love it like this guy.
You would be rock hard like Ken.
This guy would be totally grinding with it.
I'd be putting dollars in her dress pants.
This guy would be like, all right, well, the next time it happens, while they're on the Jumbotron, can we also play that Bump and Grind song?
Yeah. Bro, I'm not ashamed.
I would fuck Hillary Clinton. Like, there's not many women I wouldn't fuck literally.
And then you're talking like this lay will get you more lays.
No.
Maybe like Condoleezza will want a piece, but.
I'm talking that if I walk into a room and I sit down and I'm like, I fucked fucking Hillary Clinton.
You said, all right, time out.
That's awesome.
Women.
Lou,
I'm not even talking about fucking.
Imagine one day you walk into like a Sex Addicts Anonymous fucking club, right? And the club, whatever, a group meeting. You
couldn't
just
even
like,
imagine that.
Club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Join it up. What's up? So you walk in there, you say, all right, you know, I have a problem. Oh, shit, you have a problem? Like, oh, yeah, what'd you do? Well, you know, and say, I don't know what the fuck is on there, but like, oh, what's your resume looking like? What's your bang list looking like? You know, what do you got? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I have, you know, some of these dumb slots. Oh, shit, Secretary of State, you know, presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton.
First lady, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, first lady. People are like, dude, get the fuck out of this room right now. Go back out there, bro. What are you thinking? You got some shit. That's prestige. That is what prestige is right there.
Yo, Ken.
That is what it is.
Hey, that's just name dropping.
Hillary. What is prestige but name dropping?
No. Would you be my girl?
What else is prestige but name
dropping? Listen, if a chick said that she banged Gary Busey, I would just be like,
That's not a prestige.
He's a name. He's a household name. But I wouldn't be like
political power.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh, I definitely want to hit that now.
What if your grandma told you she banged Woodrow Wilson, Lou?
I'd be like, wow, did you get him to sign anything into law?
She'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Lou's in it for the greater good.
And then Lou's grandma's like, oh, I'm sorry, Lou. Did you fuck Hillary Clinton or something and I didn't know about it?
Let them lose in this for policy change.
This just took like...
I did it for education.
Right.
This is not based in a matriarchal society here. Like, we're thinking like...
This is some weird, bizarre world where banging Hillary...
I should have rephrased
this. Banging Hillary is like the tops.
I should have...
Not at all, but like, it definitely puts you up above, like, okay, some dumb sluts.
I'm going to rephrase this would-you-rather question. Would you rather bang Hillary Clinton or not?
Fuck yeah,
not.
Wait, time out.
Do you have influence?
There's no.
Like, would you rather get pussy or not?
Then yeah, I'd rather get pussy.
Really, real tough question.
There you go. Yes, I'd rather.
I want to double team Margaret Thatcher and Hillary, man.
Are there perks?
Yeah, the same goddamn perks? Time.
That's up to you.
Rather than not having sex.
That's up to your charm.
That's called pawn hopping.
The booty, Lou? Like, what do you mean the perks?
One dick, one pawn.
I stick my dick in one time.
Yeah.
Let's move on. This is getting disturbing. This high five's happening over Hillary Clinton's.
This is the most Hillary's pussy she's been talking about since her wedding night.
All right, let's do an old expense burn trip.
That's a good night.
Like, do you think he's going to hit it? Like,
that was just Bill talking about not wanting to hit it.
I don't know if I can put myself through it, buddy. You want to take it one for
the... Yeah, bitch is lined up, dude. Don't worry. He's like, yeah.
All right, next gift.
Mm-hmm. Next gift.
You get an all expense paid trip. Mm-hmm. 8-hour flight.
To where?
Your fantasy land. Wherever you want to go.
Fantastic.
The moon.
But either... When you land, you have 1 hour of solid streaming diarrhea, or you have to spend the entire flight in coach, seated between Melissa McCarthy, Louis Anderson, Gilbert Gottfried, Fran Drescher, everyone with a bad voice.
I would take all of those.
And they're chatty.
Can I take this like over and over again if I choose both? Because I have no problem, because I've already lived with an hour of diarrhea.
I'm talking consistent streaming.
You said an hour straight. I've done with that in my life. Not a problem.
Well, I didn't count on you being here.
My asshole. Piss out my ass? Yeah, having me for a straight
piss
hour.
Piss out my ass.
Yeah, dude. Pissed for an hour.
out your ass.
I've never pissed, period, for an hour.
Yeah, out my... Yeah, I have. It's not a fun place. But you know what? It's not that bad. But then again, neither is sitting with Gilbert Gottfried and Melissa McCarthy. Like, I'd be like, yo, I'd ask them all... If I'm sitting next to them...
It's probably hilarious.
They have no interest in talking to you. They're just yelling. Yelling back
fantastic,
and forth.
Fantastic, because I'm going to join... If you know anything about
eight
me...
Eight fucking
if you
hours.
Know anything about me, I'm just going to join right in, yelling right back with them.
You'd be like a double gym time.
Yeah, let me...
The first thing I... If they're going to be like a crazy obnoxious, the first thing I'm going to do is try to throw crackers into Gilbert Gottfried's face. He'd be like, how do you like
it? Shut up, parrot.
I would like the ensemble of annoying people.
I would take both of it. Right now, I'll take both.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't want the diarrhea.
I've dealt with it before.
I'll take both of them right
I'll take both right now. Just put that burden on me and don't worry about
fucking,
it, guys.
You fucking mainline a liter of smart water. You're like, oh, that. Thank God I'm cleansed through that.
No, how about a
hour hard diarrhea, get the day right.
How about I eat like 10 MREs and like finish off with White Castle, just purge my system. Bam, done.
That's the not, purge 3.
The, yeah.
Danny
the purge.
It's not
your fucking innards.
The Cribbin colon.
All right, we got one more. Mm-hmm. You get a brand new car. Mm. Your favorite car, whatever you want. All right. Oh, Lou, you didn't answer.
None of these guys
Gilbert, man. All the way.
Choosing Gilbert.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know. Neither of them sound bad to me.
What? Yeah.
Fair enough.
I took that.
It's called Would You Rather.
I guess I'd rather the plane because the duty sounds uncomfortable.
It's a wet butthole.
It's 8 hours.
Do I have
flight.
Like a good book to read?
No.
Can you read a book with people screaming
no,
at you?
No, no reading allowed.
I could read a book with a fucking.
You're talking about taking a poop, man.
I can read a book while I'm shitting. I mean, yeah. That's for sure. Like 8 hour shit. No, it's 1 hour shit.
Have
so
a book on my iPhone.
You're not allowed any distraction.
No iPhone.
The TVs are down. You don't have a book.
No, in the bathroom when I'm taking
pooping.
Then you get whatever you want.
It's for an hour. It's for an hour. It's only for an hour.
You got a Kindle.
I'll take the duty in the New York Times, please.
It'll help you go. It'll help you push through. Oh, that's
old gray lady.
Might be cleansing.
Can you also get a pot of coffee and some cigarettes?
Help it along?
Yeah. Before I answer, I should ask that. Can I smoke cigarettes on this plane?
No, you cannot.
Oh, fuck that plane.
Can I smoke dope on the plane?
Nope. Yes. It's a plane.
So
okay. Yeah, I've smoked
They
cigarettes.
Smoked on them before. They just,
you're on annoying airlines. They don't allow that.
I smoke cigarettes on helicopters. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
It's a little different. It's a commercial.
Nah, yeah, kind of.
All right, so what was the last
next
one?
Question? Yeah.
All right, you get a brand new car. Mm-hmm. Any car of your choosing. You have to drive it for at least a day. It's like 10 years.
I want a Pinto. You get a Pinto?
Yeah, you get a Pinto. Either the stereo is broken and it plays your least favorite song extremely loud at all times every time you turn it on, or every time you get out of the car, it shouts out one racial term in your voice.
Racial
one
term. I'll shout it out.
Racial term. Because I'm going to yeah. I'll double up on it. I want to know what it says before I get out so I can double up on that instantly.
No, it's just a random one. It may not apply to the people surrounding. It may be very applicable to the people surrounding.
I will
surrounding.
Just be that much more on top of my game where I can piggyback off that term no matter what it says. When I close the door, I can lock it. Like, as I'm walking away, I got like a second to think
it's
about
only
it.
When you're getting out of the car.
It's like, right, instead so of like...
You're exposed.
Niggas!
What? Shit like that, like, that'd be great.
So instead of the lock, yeah, instead of the lock going like,
goddamn, zip heads.
I
kind of
want that.
You just want it anyway.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I think that's a funny fucking example.
Can I add that feature?
Dune motherfuckers. Yeah, that's right. I said it, bitch.
You heard. He's like, yo, what's up?
I'll start talking before I even get out of the car. I'll work it into some sentences.
You think this is the game?
It's like Mad Lib that shit. I'll get out and be like, you dirty little. Whatever it says, I don't know. Honky.
I was, again, with this question too, I wasn't expecting everyone to get excited about
it. Is it
one
a
of
rainbow of racism or like, just a particular against one group?
It could be whatever. It's one horrible term for each culture.
Okay, because if it's a rainbow racism, then I'm cool with it. But if it's just like picking on one, then I'm
No, it's not picking on one.
No, yeah.
It's looping. Picks a new one at random.
No, it's picking on a race that you don't hate.
That's even better.
All right, so we have a lot of choices in here.
Crackers! Even better. That's even better.
Or that we don't hate?
Yeah.
It's even better.
Slim pickings.
Yeah. Basically, we make it for a while.
Honky.
Cracker, honky. Just dumbass white ass.
No, just one randomized hate speak per group at random.
Every time
you get out of the car.
So, but every time. So, let's say I forget something in my car, I go back into my car and come back out and do the same thing, right?
Yep.
I forget shit in my car all the time. I make a point of it. I mean, I do it already, but like, I definitely be like, yeah, I forgot my wallet in my car. Oh, it's right here, bitches. Don't worry about it.
All right. Lou, you answer that one?
Yeah, I said racism. Racism immediately. Immediately.
Does everyone go racist car?
No, fuck yeah.
Question one more time? I'm sorry.
But what was the other option?
What was the question?
It was either a car where the stereo constant plays your least favorite song at all times.
Fuck that.
Or the racist car.
The racist car. It's a it's a cool dream car.
It's whatever car you want.
It's a dream car. Fucking,
it could be the Batmobile. I don't give a
fuck. I want a Humvee with a 50 cal with endless ammo belts in it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'll take the racist car.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I already had this dream, and it was in Afghanistan. We had this new thing called the Matvees. Oh, these things are super sexy.
Again, I didn't count on you having lived my would you rather scenario.
Well, I have.
You've lived most of these.
Yeah, I have a lot of time.
You're like, oh, shit, my brain's out.
But dude,
I've been in the Killmobile.
Dan just likes taking the deuce.
He froze dried food for fucking 4 years. Yeah. Like, what do you expect?
Not freeze dried. It was, that's space food. We had just moisture, just dehydrated.
Ground food.
Yeah,
ground.
Motherfucker, that's space food.
No. Sorry. Dehydrated to the max, it was just like, you're just locked up. This is your intestine, and this is the shit that's stuck inside it, trying to get out.
Oh, so they were hard bombs into the toilet.
That was a very animated example.
Listeners are not going to get that sign language.
Now you understand what I was dealing with, what I deal with.
It looked like dry fisting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like out of my ass. Yeah.
Looked like a bowling ball navigating a narrow tube.
It's
like
shit's due out of my ass.
I can't bed there. Any more of this guy's shit talk.
All right.
So. Yeah. So I think we learned something about you guys and what you want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Racist Clinton. Cars and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton.
All right, so let's
call it a night. So follow us on Facebook and Twitter at PAB Comics and all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really have to list it? You know where it is.
Mm-hmm. Look for me at Monty Chubwick on any Xbox game, if you want to.
Say that one more time.
Mr. Monty Chubwick.
Monty Chubwick, okay.
Mr. Monty
It's easy Chubwick. Points on every game you're playing.
You'll find me.
You level up quick.
You'll find me.
Chubwick
it. You'll find me. You'll hate me. It's okay.
All right, let's get out of here. Right. Ken, thank you for coming.
Always.
Sarge, good to have you.
Hey, of course, man. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. And for myself and Brian and Lou, happy holidays and close the door behind you.
Feel it.